This is Carl from WebCourses Bangkok. Tonight I want to give you just a quick tip to all the freelancers out there listening, or anybody who's interested in web design. Everyone's heard of Google, but Google's got this wonderful tool that every freelancer should have in their toolbox, and that is Google Apps. And Google Apps is essentially a group of applications that you can very, very easily install on any new domain. So if you do get a new website and the client wants to be able to have calendar and have shared documents and have mail and chat and all these different things within their company, within that domain name, it's easy to do. It literally takes, we did it in about half an hour to install. The way that you install Google Apps is first you have your domain name, or you can actually register the domain name through Google. I would do it separately if I was you. So you register the domain name, and then you need to sort of basically register for Google Apps. You'll need a Gmail to do this, so get your Gmail address. Now you can use the Gmail address of your client, or you can literally just use your own just to set it up. So just log into that, and then you'll have the Google Apps screen, and then you need to put in, it'll ask you for your new domain name. So you put in your domain name, so for example we did webjobsbangkok.com. You put that in, and then it'll ask you to prove that you own that domain. Now you can do that in two ways. You can change some settings on your host called the CNAME record, or you can do what we do, and that's just simply upload a HTML file. And that HTML file has to contain a code, and Google Apps gives you this. So create a new HTML file, copy and paste the code inside it, and save it. And you need to save it, I think it is like Google Authentication Code.html, something like that. Anyway, once you've done that, upload it to your domain. So it'll be something like webjobs.bangkok.com/Google Authentication Code.html. Now, once you've done that, press next, and then it'll verify your domain. Now, that's all well and good for the domain name and for the Google Apps, but you need to get the email working. Now, once you've created all your different email addresses, you need to make a little change on either your domain host or your hosting. Now, I think most of the people listening to this will probably be using something similar to Control Panel. So if you've got hosting, log into your Control Panel or cPanel if you've got it, and look for something called MX Record. Now, if you go in there, all you need to do is copy and paste again from Google, because it gives you a list of ways to do this. You copy and paste like something like aspx.google.com. Now, this is a little bit tricky because it depends on what kind of hosting you've got. So Google will tell you, it'll say, right, you need to activate your email, you need to make a change, choose from this list which is your host. And then it'll give you the exact steps what to do. So if you've got cPanel, all you need to do is log in, look for MX Record under the mail settings, add it, and then you're done. And that is it. And then you can start sending emails. So once you've done that, go back into Google Apps, create all your users, info, sales, Bob, Fred, whoever, at your domain name, and off you go. Another brilliant thing of this is you can now share all your calendars. You've got 7 gigabytes, and that's more than enough for most people for your email. So I highly recommend Google Apps. It's very easy to install. Offer it to all your clients, and if you've already got a website, try and install it for yourself. It's a great way to do things. That's everything for now, and I'll speak to you later. Bye.